That's a Feel Good tune on a Feel Good Tuesday. And if you're a young woman who loves AFLW, today might be your day. It's AFLW draft day or draft night tonight. Charlie Rowbottom is the potential number one pick for the Gold Coast Suns, and she's been good enough to join us on draft day. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Great to have you with us on draft day. How are you feeling? Everyone's telling us that you will be, well, I can tell you, you probably will be, the number one pick for the Gold Coast Suns. How are you feeling on draft morning?
Oh, I'm pretty excited to see how it all pans out and see where all my mates go. So, yeah, pretty excited.
You've made a big call. You're a Melbourne girl, played the Oakley Chargers in the Premiership there, which was fantastic, and you've decided to nominate the Queensland area, the Gold Coast area, as your draft zone in the AFLW, which is a bit different to the boys' draft. Why'd you do that, Charlie?
Oh, well, just after spending year 12 in isolation and I'm a year out of school, I just want a bit of a change and thought when Gold Coast approached me, I couldn't really be more perfect. Yeah.
So there was plenty of options because everyone, there's 14 teams in the competition, they'd all would like to draft you if it was a national draft. If you were wearing navy at the end of tonight, I'd be wrapped. Not to be.
And
I'm a bit flat about that, but we'll work on that. So when you said that to your family, you discussed that with your family, like, what did they think? I mean, James is in Sydney, so it's not uncommon to have a Rowbottom interstate, but what did they think?
Yeah, so obviously after seeing James go up there, they saw how easy he transitioned and how professional he was about it. So, yeah, they were just excited for me and thought it was a great idea.
Why footy, Charlie? What got you into it? Was it your brother? Was it your family? Was it friends? How is it that you're going to go as a high pick in the draft tonight?
I don't know. I just started at school footy, just playing for fun, and then went down to East Melbourne Knights and then Oakley in year 10. But, yeah, always played for fun and just started taking it a bit seriously and, yeah, probably a bit of dad and a bit of brother influence, kicking in the park and stuff.
Can you take your brother down? What sort of activities did you get up to in the backyard or at the park?
Nah, he more took me down, but, you know, builds me up a bit.
And this is your chance tonight to get drafted. I mean, when you think about that and all you've done to get to this point, are you thankful it's finally here? Or can you believe it's finally here? Or are you a bit anxious that it's here?
No, I'm very thankful it's finally here and that, like, it's a possibility for me to do this. But, yeah, I just never thought it would kind of be here because I've always just played for fun sort of thing. But, yeah, very, very happy and excited.
So what does it look like for you tonight? What happens? What's the structure going to be at home?
Obviously, a bit of COVID restrictions, just the family. Just going to watch it and, yeah, see where all my mates go. I think we're having a Zoom with all the Oakley girls, which would be a bit of fun.
How many Oakley girls do you reckon will get drafted?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that 5, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon you might get 5, maybe a few more too.
Yeah, possibly.
There's a pretty good team, that one. And so when do you know when you, if you get, well, you get going to Queensland somewhere, when do you move? Have you got all that sorted?
Oh, no, not really. Probably like late August. Pre-season starts September.
Yep.
So, yeah, probably late August, get settled.
Well, it's a great opportunity for you. You've had a great junior career. You're under 19 years. This year was through the roof with Vic Metron with the Chargers in that premiership, and you're a deserving number one pick for the Gold Coast Suns, Charlie. Good luck. Have a great day. Enjoy the moment, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you plenty more through the years.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.